Welcome to MCBI's 60 Mark, a podcast for curious thinkers.
Welcome everyone, it's Marina from MCBI, and I have got a fun podcast guest here today, Raju Sharma.
Thanks,
Marina. We were just practicing how to say that. I think I just did it wrong.
You did it well. You did much better than quite a lot of other people who tried my name before.
It's a beautiful, and I love that lilting sound. So you have an amazing job apart from your normal day job, which we'll get to in a minute. But I'm so happy to have you here from a different perspective of leadership mm-hmm. and influencing people. And I know there's going to be a lot of people listening to this, so no pressure.
Okay.
That we better be like super fun and exciting. So tell us to the uninitiated what you do in your spare time.
Okay, so what I do in my spare time, it's all cricket, as you can expect from an Indian guy born in India and now living in Australia. So I'm the country head for Bharat Army here in Australia and New Zealand. We are the official fan group of Indian team. Even BCCI call us the 12th man of Team India. So what we do, we travel with Team India wherever they go, outside of the country, even in India, Australia, New Zealand. And we cheer for the team. We create that atmosphere at the ground. And it's full of craziness that we bring to the game.
That's amazing. Like, how many people do you think sort of follow you guys?
So we have 250,000 members globally.
Wow.
And last year, Bharat Army really showcased to Australian public what we can bring to the ground and to the game. And our member base in Australia is also growing rapidly. So we are around 10,000 plus at the moment. And we are expecting a big push this year, not this year, the next year, 2020, when we have the two World Cups and India is coming back for four test matches, three one days and three T20s.
So, well, you never know. I might get converted. It's probably unlikely, but I'm going to give it my best shot.
I think your listeners probably won't know this, that Bharat Army is also powering the Adelaide Strikers fans group. Blue Crew.
Yeah.
So we've been running that for the last 4 years. It's a multicultural group. You have people from Indian background, Pakistanis, Australians, South Africans, pretty much all of our Adelaide people who support our beloved Adelaide Strikers team.
Yeah.
Join us in Bay 141. And you all probably would have seen the Blue Man.
I have seen the Blue Man.
So he is also part of our crew, the drummer we have.
Yeah.
So yeah, that group is also run by or powered by Bharat Army, as I said. So,
oh, that's awesome. So we can join that. I could join that.
Absolutely. So, you know, we support Team India when they travel. When they are not here, we support our Adelaide Strikers team. And when Australian team plays against any other team, we support them. So the day-night test match this year at Adelaide Oval would be against Pakistan. So you would see Bharat Army wearing all of our gold jerseys to support Australian team.
Awesome. I like that. All right. Now, this is the scary question.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about cricket. Most people who know, I know very little about cricket.
So I won't bore your listeners about the technicalities of cricket. So I'll tell you what cricket means to me, to mm-hmm. Bharat Army, to passionate cricket fans. So it's more than a game to us. It's like a religion. And I'm telling you this on behalf of, you know, a lot of male and females who are born or live in Indian subcontinent. So that's India, Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Bhutan. And now I've even heard China is also working on their national cricket team.
Really?
So for us, it's more than a sport. It's a religion. And in that part of the world, you know, everyone is super busy. Even if you need to go and catch a bus, it's like a big activity because there are too many other people in the queue. You want to go and watch a movie, you need to be an hour before because there would be a big queue to get the tickets. You might not get the tickets, right? So everything in your life is like a race. So there's lots of pressure on every moment of your life in India and that part of the world. And in other big cities as well, right? We don't feel that here in Adelaide, but Melbourne, Sydney, you know, they bring that sort of pressure. So what cricket gives you, that gives you the ability to forget about the world, just take your emotions out, relax, and just live the moment. That's why you would see, you know, in Indian people, they bring a lot of music, Bollywood, and everything into it. It's like the party time for people from Indian subcontinent to go out there and enjoy the game. Now, for the T20 version, which is a very shorter version of cricket, it's all about music, fireworks, and, you know, fours and sixes. So that is very fun, fast format of the cricket. Where we get involved a bit too much is the test cricket. That's usually, as a lot of people say, is the boring format, but we love it, right? Any cricket lover who's a genuine cricket lover would say that's the best format of cricket. That's where we bring all of our songs, our chants, and drums and dolls. So we create that carnival kind of atmosphere throughout the day. You know, it's 8 hour day, depends on what time you're coming in it, but on an average, it's 8 hour. You're out there with your team in 40 plus degrees in most of the time here in Australia. So you need that energy, you know, to buck up your team and to create that atmosphere around you. So for us, cricket is a festival. It's a celebration of, you know, togetherness, and go out there and have a good time.
That's awesome. I will look at it differently then.
I'm pretty sure you would like it. So as I said, invitation is open. All your listeners can join us in Bay 141 to support Adelaide Strikers. And we're there every year pretty much. Or if you're not into Big Bash, you can join us for the day-night test match, Australia versus Pakistan.
Do we have to do anything? Like wear dress up or anything?
Yes, the more you dress up, the more inclusive you would feel like. Ooh. Because we all would be dressed up. It's always good to wear your, you know, the supporting colour of your team. So if you're supporting Adelaide Strikers, just wear something blue.
Yeah.
And if you're supporting Australian team, wear something gold.
I've got some gold stuff.
Brilliant.
What about women's cricket? I mean, that's kind of making a big sort of, you know, lots of things women are now becoming more topical. Where do you see that happening?
I'm pretty sure your listeners and most of us here in Australia who take interest in cricket is very well aware that Women's T20 World Cup is coming over to Australia in February, March 2020. So that's next year. Now, it's the first time the T20 competition has been upgraded and given a World Cup status. And there are quite a lot of teams who would be competing into it. And women's cricket is really going stronger and stronger every, I would probably say every month.
Yeah.
And a fan group like ours, we never been to any international women's game. And this year around, we've decided that we're going to go strong. We're definitely going to go and cheer for the girls.
Oh, fantastic.
The challenge for us was, while the World Cup would be happening in Australia, Indian men's cricket team would be playing test series in New Zealand.
Okay.
And we have decided that we're going to give priority to the Women's World Cup and support
marvelous.
The girls. So yes, we are all up for it. And we're going to send a clear message out there to Indian fans that you know, we need to cheer for the girls. And they're very good contender to win the T20 World Cup this time.
Really?
I'm predicting that Australia and India will play the finals on Women's International Day.
Okay.
At MCG on 8th of March.
Yeah.
And just to remind your listeners, ICC and Cricket Australia, Bharat Army, all the fan groups are trying to beat the world record of maximum attendance for any women's event.
Yeah.
So we're trying to have more than 90,200 people at MCG on 8th of March and set up a new world record.
Oh, so we could do that, surely.
I'm pretty sure. I'm very confident that Australian people, especially Victorians over there and everybody else from the rest of the country, would take it as a challenge. And it would be a world record for Australia, right? So we all need to come together, support the girls, and show it to the world that, yeah, we are a nation where we support every sport, regardless if it's women's or men's.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a big challenge for us. And I'm pretty sure we will come together and make a world record.
Well, I'm going to help that. I'll go.
Absolutely. I mean, there would be lots of campaign. We'll need your assistance and...
we'll give it a go.
All the good people you interview probably pass on the message after the interview to buy a ticket for the World Cup finals.
Where do you see cricket in, say, 20 years?
Interesting question. I'm not someone who plans that much into the future. I actually plan maximum 2 years. And cricket is changing very quickly. I'll give you an example. In Australian summer, you know, Australian team always here in Australia, they play cricket from November till February in Australia. Next year, for the very first time, Australian team won't be here in Australia for a couple of weeks. They would be flying over to India in January to play a one-day series. Now, that never happened before. But because cricket, the planning, the whole thing is changing so quickly, they have to now fly over because of the ICC schedule and all. So it's very hard to say where cricket would be in 20 years. But I'm very, very excited that countries like China is now working towards their cricket team. They already have a cricket team. They play, they try to qualify for the T20 World Cups, but their team is not as strong as others at the moment. But considering that, just imagine if you have China with their cricket team and competing at a highest level. It's the two largest, most populated countries in the world, India and China, playing cricket. The viewership will go up from a billion something, which is currently we have, to over 2 billion.
Yeah.
And that would be amazing for cricket. Countries like United States, they already have a team. Their team is pretty good. They're competing for the T20 World Cup. You know, when we get bigger countries with massive populations like that start playing cricket, then truly it will become, it's already a global sport, but then it's truly become an international sport where it can compete against soccer and other sports like that. Because right now, if you really look into it, it's the Commonwealth countries or the ex-countries ruled by England. So yeah, I'm very excited considering that. So you would probably see a lot of new countries joining in and taking cricket to the
next level.
Continents. Absolutely.
It'd be interesting. So just, I'm going to reflect on something my other half talks about with cricket, which he does try to educate me.
That's
a
good.
Lot about. Yeah. I think he feels like a terrible failure. I still ask what a wicket is. I still look blank when he says, oh, you know, we're in the last over. I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
and I was surprised because you said you were born here in Australia.
I know.
So, wow, okay.
I know.
There's a bit of a work for us to work with you on this.
It's a really low base. But one thing he does talk a lot about is the characteristics and I guess the integrity and all the other stuff that goes around the game. You know, when they're staring each other down, yep. There's all this other stuff, all this personality stuff that comes into it, which you don't see in lots of other sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's more transactional about how you play in that moment. Where do you think all that came from?
I mean, as I was telling you earlier before we start the interview, you know, cricket is a very unique game. You know, a lot of other factors comes into the picture apart from your skills, your ability to play the game. So you wake up in the morning, you open the window and you look outside, oh, there are clouds. Oh, I think it's going to rain. So straight away, it impacts you as a fan or a player that now, you know, the opposition team has really good swing bowlers. You know, they will be able to do much more damage to our team. So you psychologically start thinking about where this is going to play. Or if it's a very hot day, you start thinking about, okay, the pitch is open out there. I think it's going to spin now or it will crack. So weather plays a big role. You get into the ground and then you look the whole ground. For example, here in Australia, MCG on a Boxing Day test match, day one, you know, you get 80,000, 70,000 people there cheering for Australia, the most aggressive crowd in the whole world. As an opponent team, you get back into your shell and you, before even the first ball is bowled, you're worried that if I don't perform or if I misfeel or if I drop a catch, the crowd's going to literally eat me. So those factors get into your mind. And then when you start playing, you know, when a fast bowler comes racing towards you to bowl and give you that stare look, you know, it's reminding you, it's giving you warning signals that our next ball could be a bouncer. You know, it's going to hit you at your chin or your rib cage. So these things are all psychological impacts. You know, last summer when India was here, there was a bit of a banter going on between Tim Payne, the Australian captain, and Rishabh Pant, one of our young wicketkeeper. And Tim said to him, you know, after the test series, one day series will start and you're not in the team. Dhoni is coming back, so you won't have a job. Would you mind babysit my kids? And we could hear that on the
That's
radio.
A pretty bad slip.
It was all done in a funny way. But as a batsman, you know, if you take it personally, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to show you now. I'm going to hit the ball for six, right? And Rishabh did that. He scored a century after that. And we made a song on that as well. You know, we got Pant, Rishabh Pant. I just don't think you understand. He'll hit you for a six. He'll babysit your kids. We got Rishabh Pant. And that song went viral. You know, there were lots of Australians who were singing that on the train. But this whole psychological thing is all about getting you out of your focus. As a batsman, you know, you really need to focus on how's the next ball is going to be delivered. You really need to, you know, watch the way the ball is going to bowl. And if you're not in your zone, you can lose your wicket.
Yeah.
So without boring you too much about
it. No, actually, I'm probably most interested in it because I do hear this on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at this, look at that. And I'm like, isn't this about a ball just going up or like a little bit of dirt and someone else hits it? And I get this look of disgust of, no, it's much more than that.
I mean, I can give you another example. In one of the Ashes tests, and Shane Warne was about to bowl the last ball of the day, right? And he went out there and talked to, I think, Gilchrist or Hilly, one of the keepers, and they were just talking about, you know, what you're going to eat out at the dinner or where we're going to go out after the game. Some completely non-cricket-related conversation, just to show to the batsman that they're planning the next ball is going to be a mystery ball. And so batsmen must be reading or looking into that and getting worried about, oh, I need to not defend. They're really planning. It's going to be a special ball from Shane Warne, the best spinner in the world. But they were just mucking around.
They're just talking about we're going to get a pie.
Exactly. Exactly. And then he bowled the last ball and he got the wicket.
Right.
Because, you know, it impacts the batsman. And so these kind of things happen all day long, especially in test match, because you need to take 10 wickets. And it's very interesting, you know, when you as a fan sitting in the ground and you know that, you know, how these things gets played out, you enjoy that. You just love every single moment of it. So
sounds like quite exhausting then.
It is exhausting. As I said, you know, if you're sitting out in 40 degree sun, especially not in the members area, because in Australian grounds, you know, we can't sit in members area with our musical instruments, drums and trumpets and saxophone. So we usually...
Saxophone.
Exactly. Yes, that's the new addition into it. So where we sit, it's usually out in the sun. So lots of sunscreen, lots of water, and the alcohol that goes with it as part of our culture. So yeah, you get exhausted after end of the game, but you get a really nice sleep at night. So you're ready for the next day. It's a 5-day game, test matches, right? So
I do say goodbye to parts of my family, actually, during that. And go, oh, I'll see you on the other side. But it's a fascinating religion, as you say.
It is absolutely. And it's a religion which unites everyone. You know, that's the beauty about it.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. The Blue Crew, for example, here in Adelaide, right? Mm-hmm. It's a multicultural group. You have people, Indian, Pakistanis, Australians, all the people, they support different national teams.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to their local Big Bash team, they all come together. And we've been doing really well for the last 4 years. I mean, we're darling of the TV cameras because we bring that color and you know that extra vibe to the game. But we all are friends. You know, we get to know so many other people, which we would never talk to. For Bharat Army, for our Indian fan group, we are in touch with Riches.
Mm-hmm.
So for the T20 World Cup, we are planning to do something together where Riches trumpet guys will give us a tune and then our drummer will play something back. And it's going to be, you know, that celebration of cricket, the showcase is what we are working towards. And talking more about India, where we have, you know, over 1.2 billion people. And so many people with different religions and big numbers I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When it comes down to cricket, regardless of your religion, regardless of your social economic background, everyone comes together and support the national team. I've watched so many games. I've traveled with so many fans from different part of India. Never had issues or anyone, you know, complaining about, hey, I'm this or that, or, you know, I'm from this religion or I'm from this caste, because caste system is also pretty much out there in India.
Yeah.
You never hear that on a cricket ground. Everyone is wearing the jersey to support their team, and all they talk about is cricket and how to cheer for the team. So it's a religion which unites people, no doubt about it.
Oh, that is beautiful. So it cuts through those big institutions.
Absolutely.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. And as I said, you know, everyone has their own motive behind it. They are going there to get that drug, that extra kick for themselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone is searching for that good time, and there's no other motive behind creating any problem or anything like that.
Oh, I love it. I'm now converted. I'm actually going to Google and try to figure out what the cricket sort of rules are.
As I said, come in and watch a Big Bash game. You would love it. It's a shorter format. And
yeah, shorter.
I'm pretty sure you would be buying more tickets to sit with us.
And if there's costumes and music, I'm there.
Oh, you would love it then, absolutely.
And a beer? Yeah, you're talking my language.
We'll put you next to the blue man. So.
He looks like the Port Power man to me, which I'm a Power supporter. So that's, and I have actually looked a few times, went, he looks the same. What's that all about? Anyway, this has been a fascinating insight into a bit about the power of fans, I think, is a really interesting part of this story.
It is, actually. Any sport without fans is not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And now with social media and the amount of money and other bits that goes around with cricket and with any sports, fans' engagement, what fans want, it plays a very important role.
Yeah.
So I was in Sydney yesterday where ICC announced ticketing for the Men's T20 World Cup. And there were fans out there from different teams. And Nick Hockley, the CEO of Cricket World Cup, T20 World Cup, mentioned that, you know, we have fans here because we want to, you know, give them that respect. Without fans, no sports can go anywhere.
Yeah.
And in Australia, again, I won't bore you with too much details, but Australia has always given, you know, something new to cricket and to the world. You know, innovation is out there. Australians are always out there creating something new. So we gave the rest of the cricketing world one day international, the coloured, you know, white ball cricket. We've given to the world the day-night test match. We've given to the world the zinc bails, you know, the DRS and review system. We've given so much to cricketing world. And Bharat Army is now trying to give cricketing world something different in terms of fan engagement. So we are planning to run chartered flights from different cities to go to MCG, which would be fully branded as Bharat Army with our dolls and stuff in there. We're also planning to run chartered flights outside of Australia to fly over for the T20 Men's World Cup. So hopefully, if everything goes fine, probably flights with Emirates from New York, Dubai, Mumbai, and London. So that's the plan at the moment. So we want to do something very different in terms of fans' engagement to show, to portray how fans can get engaged and see cricket from a different angle. So that's our vision. We've released 3 songs so far, and
On your YouTube channel?
That's there on my. I mean, I don't have a YouTube channel, but they are on Bharat Army channel and one of the other. Other company that assists us with the latest rap song.
Mm-hmm.
But there is demand out there, right? Fans want something different. Mm. They don't want the old-fashioned, traditional way of watching cricket. And of course, people love that. There's nothing wrong in that. But there's a lot of fans who wants that extra element, you know, where they can switch off the traditional way, enjoy and watch the game like how we watch it, and then flick back into the other format. So our songs were played during Australian series here at the grounds, and one of our songs was played during the 50-over World Cup in UK.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to be creating 2 more songs for the T20 World Cups here in Australia. So what we try to do with our songs, of course, they are lyrics to cheer up the team, but we showcase Australia. So I'm a very proud South Australian. Been living here for 15 years now. So my first 2 songs were filmed here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
We climbed on top of the Adelaide Oval roof, and we filmed there. We showcased the beaches on the south. And now the other 2 songs will probably showcase South Australia as well as New South Wales and Victoria. So we now trying to
cover
the
ambassador you are. Oh, fantastic. Are you doing one for the ladies cricket?
Absolutely. Yes.
So we're on the spot there.
that's actually the plan. So we'll have 1 song for Women's World Cup,
which
is starting. And our plan is to have a couple of Indian female players to be part of it because they play a Big Bash league. So they would be here around October time. And the second song would be for the Men's World Cup. So we just...
I'm going to learn the song.
I will try to come up with 1 English
and
1
easy.
Hindi.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, our time together is now up.
Oh.
I could have sat here and talked to you all day, which I was really scared.
I don't stop. I just keep going.
No, that was beautiful. It was actually, I've got a new appreciation for cricket and I think the power of supporters as well, you know, and how that symbiotic relationship exists.
It is very powerful, as I was telling you earlier, right? So TV cameras want fans.
Yeah.
They want to show how much people are loving the game. So people out there who are watching on their television feels like I'm missing out on something. I can't just move away. Look how people are enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
So that's where we come into the picture. So if we are not there, if we're not creating that atmosphere, it looks very dull on TV screens.
I can attest to that.
Exactly. But the real difference is to the players. Believe me or not, after Adelaide Strikers won the championship, they came towards our bay. They literally gave the trophy in our hands. They were clicking pictures with us. They really thanked us for the support we've given it to them. And Indian team did exactly the same after winning the series last season.
Yeah.
I mean, when your efforts get appreciated, your mission accomplished. You don't want anything else.
Beautiful. I love it. Well, that's it. I'm going to let you go back to your busy day, but not before you have three really quick questions you have to answer. Real quick ones. All right. Favorite beverage? Australian.
Okay, so I'm on road to recovery, as I said. I'm trying to lose weight. So I would probably say green tea. Green tea is what I'm trying to stick to.
Yeah, good. All right, that's a good one. If you didn't love cricket, what would be your second favourite? What's your second favourite sport?
Field hockey. So that's my
field hockey.
Yeah, so that's my second favourite. That's India's national sport, by the way.
Really?
Yep. So that's my second favourite sport.
That's interesting. And very last one, which I'm completely interested. Do you think man walked on the moon?
Okay, that's, again, you're asking me lots of controversial questions. I'll give you an answer, which I'm pretty sure you like. So India launched their moon mission yesterday successfully.
Yeah.
We'll find out very soon.
Ooh. Great answer. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been great.
Thanks for having me here. Thank you.
Thanks for listening in today. We look forward to you joining us next time.